I'm Michelle Blue.
I'm a millennial entrepreneur and started a business just 2 weeks after graduating college.
It's my life and I don't even know. Okay.
Each week, I'm interviewing an entrepreneur, getting a real look at their stories.
The reason why it was challenging, because there is no set path for entrepreneurship.
At the lessons, the sacrifices along their journey.
And leadership is hard, and you have to live at home, and entrepreneurship is not easy.
So, for the fellow entrepreneur, hopeful entrepreneur, or whatever path you decided to take in life, just know that the beauty lies within the journey.
Watching.
It's true. All right. So, Britt, first of all, I absolutely love you. We met 2 years ago. Was it 2 years ago?
Two or three years ago.
And. Yep. Really random, like you were just starting like your business, like you had your business plan, and we
were a couple sketches.
Yeah, and we were in a similar space. Like yeah. You know, obviously I have give scarves that give back to girls in Ghana, and yeah. You were starting a luxury handbag line.
Yes,
you know, and so tell us about Whitby because it's amazing. I'm in love with it. So, what is Whitby all about?
So, Whitby is a socially conscious luxury handbag line.
Yeah.
That sponsors girls' educations in, we're in four countries. We're in Haiti, Iraq, Thailand, and Peru to prevent them from being sold into sex trafficking.
Yeah.
And, you know, the idea is that a woman like me and you on this side of the story that's thankfully never had to experience something like that can carry the weight of, you know, modern slavery, human trafficking, bonded labor, child marriage, for these girls and boys,
yeah.
So that they never have to.
Yeah.
Prevention. And so our tagline is carry justice. And so beyond handbags, it's really, you know, leather accessories that mm-hmm. we can carry and feel the weight of that every day yeah. as a reminder of the weight we're carrying for someone else so that they don't have to. And
I love that.
Just carry justice with us every day in our everyday lives. Yeah. You know, as women, it's like, we all love handbags. That's mm-hmm. something we all carry with us besides, I guess, our phone every day,
yeah.
you know? And so what did that look like to, instead of saying, you know, coming up and be like, hey, I love your handbag. That's so cute. And saying, oh, thank you. I got it here. You know, being able to kind of go into a natural conversation about, well, let me tell you about it, like
yeah.
real quick. And, you know, and have that, you know, natural conversation and connection and advocate for our girls. So
right.
that's kind of the idea of it.
Right.
Yeah.
Now, your bags, like I said, are gorgeous, like literally beautifully crafted, gorgeous leather. But your bags, your first collection of bags
yeah.
started at how much?
$1,300.
$1,300.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
And I'm your friend. I love you. but unfortunately, I don't have $1,300 to give you for a bag.
Yeah.
But tell me, like, how did you even launch that? You know, how did you get the money to even start something like that?
So, I mean, we self-invested, essentially,
yeah.
is, like, the short of it. My husband is an entrepreneur as well. He's in commercial real estate and, you know, is from deal to deal. And,
yeah.
like, so we both are kind of in the space of sales a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
And he closed a big deal and, you know, we just told God, like, okay, if this is what we're supposed to do, like, you're going to provide the way. And then he closed this huge deal that
yeah.
just gave us the ability to do it. And that's where we decided to put the funds. And so that was in 2014.
Mm-hmm.
Went back to school, wrote my business plan, part of my master's degree in nonprofit management. And figure out, okay, where, how am I going to spend this money, and like, what is it going to look like, and
yeah.
what is production going to look like, and that's a whole nother thing
I
that
know.
I know we're going to get into. But it's
I'm
like,
always like, I will never in my life like make another product, but so I get it.
It is, yeah, it's so much harder than you think.
Yeah.
You know, you're sitting and you're looking at your bank account, and you're like, oh, this is plenty of money to do this,
right?
And then you start realizing making a product and producing something and like the sampling process and how many times it actually takes to get from like drawing to physical thing you can
right.
hold in your hands and it actually being good is so much more than you think it's going to be.
Right.
And then you're like, then you look at the bank account again and you're like, oh shoot, where did all that go?
You know, I completely understand.
So we self-funded and that has been a huge blessing, but also, you know, it's a lot of pressure. Because, you know, if it's gone, it's gone.
Yeah.
And so,
I think it's really good, though. Like, yes, it's self-funded, but it just shows, like, how vested you are and how you really believed in it. And so, you know, there's a lot of different ways you can get capital, but I love that y'all, like, are full skin in the game type of situation, you know?
Yeah.
And I think that makes you, like, bootstrap a lot more, like, cut expenses and really, like, go hard for it.
Yeah. And, I mean, I made a lot of mistakes.
Yeah.
You know? I mean, I would say that I made a lot of mistakes to the tune of, like, $25,000 worth of mistakes.
$25,000 worth of mistakes.
I mean, to be honest, because it was like when you're trying to, and you've been here,
where
you don't know everything there is to know. Even if you go to design, even if you go to fashion school, they're not going to tell you how to make a product and work with manufacturers every step of the way to not get taken advantage of.
Right.
And so, you know, especially in the luxury handbag market and wanting to make it in the U.S. Means that everything's a little bit more expensive. And so you kind of go into that knowing that, but then when people take advantage of you, which happened to me, unfortunately, with my manufacturer, where, you know, they were charging me, like, quadruple the price of what I now know things cost.
Yeah.
And I couldn't have known that before because I'd never made a handbag before.
Right.
But I would say to the tune of about $25,000 worth of mistakes that I will not make again.
Right.
You know, I can't get that money back. It's whatever.
It's gone. It's a sunk cost.
I will not ever make that mistakes again.
Right.
Those mistakes again. And that's part of the learning process. But it's a hard pill to swallow.
It is a hard pill to swallow because, like,
yeah.
I mean, Sasha and I are currently going through a loss, which is tragic. And at first I was like, I don't know how to deal with this.
Yeah.
You know, I kind of, like, retreated.
Yeah.
And I talked to several mentors and they were like, that's the cost of doing business.
Yep.
But people don't realize that, right? They don't realize, like, they think that, oh, they lost, like, $10,000 here, $5,000 here, that I'm a failure, like, I should stop.
Yeah.
But it's really a part of the game. Like, you will lose money.
And you just get smarter. And
you get
learn
smarter.
How to negotiate. I'm not a negotiator, naturally.
Yeah.
But, you know, when it is, you know, it comes down to it, you have to. You have to negotiate for your brand. I think the other thing with that, on the same tune, is, you know, a lot of mentors, business books that you buy on entrepreneurship will tell you, okay, so look at someone who's doing something similar in the same space.
Yeah.
See what, you know, who's successful at it. See what they're doing. And then kind of try and, like, replicate that a little bit until you get kind of your own thing going. And then you can kind of create your own thing.
Yeah.
Which is terrible advice.
It's not good advice.
No, because really you should go small. You know, don't go big or go home.
Yeah.
Don't just be like, okay, I'm just going to launch this with this many products and this is going to be, you know, what it's going to be.
Yeah.
You know, go the smallest you can go.
Yeah, don't overextend yourself.
Make one thing, like literally one bag.
Yeah.
And then take pre-orders.
Right.
And then figure out if people want to buy it instead of making 50 and then they sit in your house and you're like, someone please buy this, you know, or whatever you're making.
For sure.
Figure out if someone's going to like it first, your pricing strategy is correct, if, you know, all of those things.
That's real market testing. And I think that's so smart because so many people come to me and, like, have these huge ideas and I love it. Like, I'm not trying to put a damper on it. But knowing, like, how hard it is to move product, and we have great products, that it is okay to start small, start with what you can, and then you build there. You test it. You see if there's demand. You see who your customer is.
Yeah.
You get, like, all the feedback that you need, and then you continue to grow and move from there. So I think that's amazing.
And that's what I'm doing now. You know, I mean, you kind of recalibrate, and you're like, well, that sucked.
Yeah, no.
And totally. Let's not do that again, you know? And then you kind of recalibrate and figure out, okay, how are we going to move forward in a way that is sustainable?
Right.
Because that was, you know, the way that I launched, I learned a lot of lessons, but it wasn't sustainable.
Mm-hmm.
I can't continue to invest $30,000 every single time I want to do a production run. That's not realistic. I'm a one-person show.
Yeah.
You know? So, that's... Yeah,
no,
that's that.
I love that. And you have to be real with yourself, you know? again, we all step into it with these like grandiose ideas, and then sometimes you have to realize, okay, let me, you know, reevaluate some things, you know? And I think that's more wise than anything. Mm-hmm. So I think that's, you are a one-woman show, but a wise one woman, for sure. Also, one thing I love, so you and I have been, like, support system out of this world, you know? Because you always have to have someone to, like, share, because everything is not going to be great. You're going to have mental breakdowns, like, every day, or every other day at least, you know? So kind of walk me through that, because you are a solopreneur, right? And like I said, thankfully I have Sasha, but I've also been like, you know, coupled with a lot of other entrepreneurs, because I know it's hard. Mm-hmm. So how has it been, like, doing this just you?
Yeah, it's hard. I mean, I love it. I'm kind of like an introvert. Extroverted introvert by nature, you know, like,
because you're always like, I can't, you know, you're like, I'm not sales. I'm like, Britt, we have bags that have to go out of this house. You are a saleswoman for sure.
I know, and I need, well, and I really do need a counterpart that's really good at sales and like has no shame. Like, I'm like, I just have no, I just, that's not my strengths.
Yeah,
you know, I love being my own boss. I personally love that. I would love to have a partner, you know. That's something I'm currently seeking. I know that that's what I need to really grow, is to have someone who's literally the opposite of me. Mm-hmm. Like, left brain, let's look at some spreadsheets and figure this out.
Because
to me, that's draining, and I'm, like, always discouraged, you know. But, yeah, it's really hard. It's really hard. And I, you know, I'm really grateful to have met you and, like, to have had that, because you get... You know, you get what I'm going through when I say, like, my leather got stuck in Italy and, like, I don't know what to do. And they raised their minimums and now I got to find a new leather manufacturer. And you understand how big of a deal that is.
Yeah.
If I tell any of my other friends that, you know, they don't understand.
Yeah,
like,
for sure.
The weight and the finish and, like, all these things really, really matter.
Right.
And so those, you know, you need people in your corner that get that.
You have to find a support system, like whatever business, whatever you're doing, you can't do it alone.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I would just say, like, really, truly, you know, you're never really in it alone.
Yeah.
You know, like, and I think at the end of the day, I really lean on my faith to, like, pull me through a lot.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, at the end of the day, it's like, I know I'm not in this alone, and I know that I'm not going to be taken too far that I can't get out, you know, of this situation. And so I don't really know if that answers your question,
no,
but I would say being a solo entrepreneur sucks, and I'm looking for a partner. And so
if anyone's listening, wants to join Britt,
and really loves accounting and Excel, please jump on board.
No, for sure. And I think a lot of times, like, even, like, fashion or the creative space, like, people don't realize, it's fun to create all that stuff. But there's numbers behind it, and the numbers have to make sense. It has to add up, you know, but I think it pushes you, you know, because even though you said, you know, you're not a saleswoman, but you have to, you're forcing yourself to step out of your comfort zone and be that boss and be that saleswoman and be the face of your brand.
Yeah, and there's things that, you know, that I've learned about myself through this process that I never knew I would have liked.
Yeah.
You know, like figuring out margins, right? You know, how much can I spend on leather per bag for this to make sense and to be able to give the most donation to our cause, right? So at the end of the day, you know, my margins are more like... are less about me making money and more about how much can I give to this nonprofit that we're supporting. So, you know, the school we're building in Iraq with the Mary Amana Clutch, just being really strategic about every single piece of hardware and, like, you know, okay, if I'm adding stitching here or, you know, this material, that's the difference between 15% and 30% that I'm able to donate.
Yeah.
And so, you know, I love that. I love figuring that out. I love, you know, going to, you know, the leather trade shows and working with negotiating that. And I never would have known that about myself.
Yeah.
You know,
it pushes you. Entrepreneurship pushes you to a whole different you, you know, in so many different ways. So I think that's great. You know, we talked the other day, and this was just like one of our regular catch ups because, you know, it's been too long. and, you know, you were telling me about what's currently going on in the business. And as entrepreneurs, everyone sees the end product, of course, right? They get to see the glamour, the photo shoots, the magazine features. But they don't really know, like, what goes into that, right? So Sasha and I, with Binet, we had a Southern Living feature, which was, you know, really great for us. And everyone's like, oh, my God.
It was so beautiful.
Thank you. So, but the thing is, no one saw that, like, I had to creep on this lady on LinkedIn, right? No one saw that it was, like, almost a year of me, like, emailing her and, like, keeping her up to date on, like, what we're doing and top of mind before we got any response for real on a feature. Yeah. So kind of walk me through, what has that experience been like for you?
Well, so my undergrad is in PR.
Yeah.
And so I think that has been really beneficial to me, but it also is really hard trying to promote your own brand. You know, it's really hard when you're doing all the PR outreach and all of that, and then it's just like crickets. So there was, I wrote a press release and put together a photo pack and all of this and sent this out to, you know, all these different journalists, and was really hoping that Vogue would pick it up because it just sounded
I mean, Vogue is a perfect fit for you.
Right.
Whitby and Vogue, like, that just makes sense, right?
And, you know, it was kind of a, you know, timely piece for just, you know, what our world is going through right now. America and, you know, the Middle East and just what we're doing in Iraq. And they did pick it up. So, you know, one of the editors was all about it. She was like, this is amazing. Like, let's get this in the
main issue. But first, I love how you were able to position that, right?
Yeah.
You were able to position your story and tell it.
Unfortunately, yes. You know, I started designing this bag a couple years ago, actually, and started working with Preemptive Love, our partner, and I would say it's been about a year and a half since the first conversation about this bag. And so, accidentally, with the election and everything, it's just timely.
But anyway.
Unfortunately, but So I'm, you know, I'm talking to Vogue. I'm talking to the editor there. She's really excited about what this, you know, what this story could be. It's a different take.
And that will be a game changer.
It's a positive spin on something that's very hot topic right now.
Right, right.
And it just, she emailed me a couple days ago when we talked, and I was, like, in tears. And she's like, the story, they killed the story. Which is, you know, that sucks for her, too. You know, this is, she put her heart into this story as well. And so, but when the possibility is right
it's
there.
It's so close. Like I said, it would have been a game changer, you know? Like, Vogue, that's everyone's, like, dream.
It's on my, like, 10-year goal list.
Yeah.
You know, like, when you're talking business goals or personal goals, like, it's, like, down at, year 9 or 10.
Yeah.
You know, I have no, like, that would have been, like, a miracle.
Yeah.
To be in 2 years in business and be in Vogue. That, I mean, honestly. And obviously, not all hope is lost. There's still plenty of stories to be written. But, you know, when you feel, when there's the possibility of someone else kind of giving voice to what you're doing on such a large scale and on such a scale that's, I mean, just so respected too.
Yeah.
And then that being lost.
Yeah. But yeah.
It's heartbreaking, you know, and that kind of, and honestly, I think I was putting a lot of hope in that and that's not healthy.
Yeah.
Either. So that's, you know, one of those moments like, oh, you need to check yourself and check where you're at with this and, you know, how much stock you're putting in another person validating something that you're doing.
Right.
But yeah, it really sucked and I cried for about 3 days afterwards. But
and I told you to cry.
We're moving.
I told you
forward.
It's okay to cry. But you know, that's for anybody who's like, you know, expecting that contract to come through or expecting to get that meeting, you know, that was confirmed and then got canceled, you know. But the thing is, you just have to pick yourself back up, cry, get it all out, like be angry, you know, but it's not the end of the world.
No.
You know, so I love that.
Absolutely.
And that's, again, that's all a part of the journey.
And, you know, I think at the end of the day, I think there's protection in that that could have been a disaster. Like, I didn't read what she wrote, you know, before she pitched it. But, like, it could have it could have been a weird spin.
Yeah.
You just never know what could have happened and why it didn't. You know?
Yeah.
And at the end of the day, you have to just believe that, okay, this didn't work out because there's something better in
right.
store. And, and that's for anything. I've been pitching for funding, angel investment for a year.
Yeah.
And that's exhausting to get right. told no, or you're not big enough. Everybody wants to help you when you're successful.
Oh, for
it's
sure.
Like, oh, you have $150,000 in sales. Girl, let me give you $1 million so that you can,
Right.
I'm like, no.
I need you
can
now.
Can someone believe in me before I make you money?
Right.
Right?
Right.
And like, I yeah. just believe in the cause.
We all need somebody to help us now, for sure.
Right. And yeah. so that's heartbreaking, too, of, like, every single time someone tells you no. And I'm sure a lot of, we self-funded up until this point. But now it's kind of, I'm, like, at a tipping point of, like,
yeah.
I'm either going to keep going down this path. I don't know. I'm restructuring,
yeah.
essentially.
No, I get it.
But I think, even just having any no's in any business
yeah.
is so, it's so hard. But you
yeah.
just push through.
Yeah, and it happens. So. And like I said, that's what I love about us. We
yeah.
like literally have that support. We can
yeah.
share those stories, and that like we're not alone
yeah.
in this again, because you need it. And that's
yeah.
entrepreneurship. That's the beauty of it. Like, I
yeah.
wouldn't have it any other way. There's nothing
yeah.
else I would rather do. But sometimes it does suck.
Yeah.
Sometimes it's pretty, I have a crappy day or a crappy week. A crappy month, truthfully, I'm like, oh shoot, when is this gonna end? But you stick
yeah.
with it. You
yeah.
stick with it. So,
and not internalizing that this no is a no to like me personally.
Right.
That is important too, especially if you own your own business or, have something kind of fall
yeah.
Out of like, okay, this is not like a personal failure.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know what I mean?
It's not a reflection of Britt. It's
right.
not a reflection of Michelle.
Right.
Yeah.
This is just how it is right now. This is a no for now, but this isn't a no to like me as a person and a human being,
right,
who does have value. Like, I still do have value.
You do. For sure.
And so that's hard. It's hard
yeah.
to tell yourself that and to believe that in the moment
yeah.
because you just it
yeah.
sucks.
I know. Well,
so.
I love it, and I'm so encouraged by you and your strength to keep going. So as we wrap up, I
yeah.
always am like, okay, music is what motivates me. That's kind of what gets me in my, jam of,
okay.
I'm about to kill it. Like, I need to hustle and get this
mm-hmm.
through. So give me one song lyric that motivates you, that kind of gets you in the mood of, like, I'm about to kill this day. Like, whatever, comes at me.
Oh, man. Well, I'm going to preface this that
yeah.
I am a weird person who works in silence.
No, I get it. It's okay.
So it's so funny because I think a lot of people, they will listen to podcasts or they'll listen to like an audiobook or they'll
yeah.
listen to music to like get them pumped up.
Yeah.
I'm like the person that you walk in and it's silent and it's like, why
yeah.
is it so quiet in here?
Is anyone in here? Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. It just helps me think to just have like complete silence. I don't know why it's weird. I
yeah.
know it's weird. It's a quirk. But I would say there's this song that's gotten me through a lot.
Yeah.
And it's You Make Me Brave. And it's just, I can't think of the lyric right now, but essentially it's like an anthem of
yeah.
that. My bravery is not in myself. Like
yeah.
I'm not personally brave.
Yeah.
Right. But like, my faith and who Jesus is to me and that I know that I'm called to something more makes me brave.
Yeah.
In the moments that I feel not brave at all.
Yeah.
That I feel like, a failure or that I don't know if this is going to work out. It gives me that boost of confidence.
For
and
sure.
just reminding yourself of that,
yeah.
of like, I am like a strong, courageous, brave woman.
Yeah.
Who has something to add and has value to add. And just reminding yourself of
yeah.
that every day.
Yeah.
And just being brave.
Very cool.
And not depending on yourself for the bravery.
Yeah. Well, I love
so,
it. I absolutely
yeah.
love it. And I'm glad I was able to tell your story before you make your millions and before everyone's throwing you all the cash, right?
Yeah.
Like, I believed in you before all of that. So,
yes.
Again, where can people find Whitby?
Okay.
How can they find you, shop, the whole collection?
So we're still direct to consumer, which I love because then I get to interact with everyone personally, and you know, it's more a personal connection to the story. And so you can find us online, WhitbyHandbags.com.
Okay.
And we have a full e-commerce site with our story and everything. But then also, I love doing home trunk shows.
Okay.
I mean, if somebody wants a personal way, if you connect with our cause, you know, send me an email and we'll set up a trunk show at your home and or business. And
love it. So WhitbyHandbags.com.
Yep.
So everyone needs to follow. You need to shop. Save some lives, you know, carry justice.
Carry justice.
I love it. Well, I love your journey, Britt. I'm so excited to see where you're gonna go. And thank you for joining me.
Thank you.